continuing to learn the laws of tefillah. States in the Shulchan Aruch, Yikabim Mokum Mutfilasa. It's necessary that when a person comes to daven, that they should daven in a specific place. Shlo Yishanehu Imul Tzarech. The person shouldn't change the spot that they daven in typically, unless there's some need for that. But generally speaking, if a person is able to have a specific seat, known as their Makam Kavua, that's what is preferred in Halacha. It's not enough just to say that you at least your makam kavu is that I daven in a specific shul. Some people will go to the shul which has the best kiddush, so they'll go to a different Shabbos, they'll go to a different shul. So it's not enough just to say this is the place where I daven, this is the building that I daven in. Ela gam bebeis achneses shekavua bas sarach shi'eh lo makam kavu. It's necessary also that in that building, in that place, in that shul, you should have a specific place where you daven. Now, where do we find there's some significance to davening in a set place? After all, you know, where do we find anywhere in the Torah that anyone ever did this before? In actuality, the Mishnah Berurah tells us it's based on Psukim, which we saw not too long ago. Shekein Mitzinu b'Abraham Avinu. What did Avram Avinu do? Shekabo makamu tefilaso. That Avram Avinu was the first person to establish a set place for davening. K'dichsiv, as the pasuk says, V'yashkim Avraham b'boker, that Avraham arose early in the morning. El hamakom asher amad sham et pnei Hashem. It says to the same, to this place in which he stood there, which the Gemara implies that it must be. It's telling us that when Avraham would daven, he would always daven at the same place. And therefore, because Avraham Avinu did it, and he's our father, we're supposed to emulate our Avos, and therefore by him davening in that set place, we also should do the exact same thing. Now, what exactly does it mean, a makam kavua? For example, let's say a person is sitting in your seat, exactly in your seat, but the seat right next to you is vacant. So the question is, should you invite this nice guest who's never come to shul before in his life to say, you're in my seat, get out? So it says in the Mishnah Berurah that the toch arba amos, that within the 8 feet, or let's even say 6 foot range of where you typically sit, choshem makom echad, that's considered to be the same place. The EF shul is samsim, because you can't be exact. And if you have a seat, you know, which let's say that's, perhaps you can say that's my seat. But let's say I have a bench, so maybe a millimeter this way and a centimeter that way. No, obviously that doesn't matter. So just as long as you're within the arba amos of where you typically sit, that's sufficient. And in fact, it's brought down, as my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Zweig would explain, the significance of Avraham davening in a set place is he says that he is afar v'efer. He is likened to ashes and to dust. And therefore, the purpose of a person sitting in a certain place is to show that really you have no place. And you don't have a set place yourself, that this is where I am, and you're in complete control. It's supposed to be a level of showing that you're humble, like the dust and like the ashes, as Avraham equates. So for a person to be sitting in your seat and you to tell him to get out, that's obviously against the whole nature, the significance of having a set place, a makam kavua. But of course, it doesn't bring this down, but we can also interpret the significance of having a set place is that if a person is in one place today in the back over there, they move around, the front, the back, it shows that it's more of like a social scene, an opportunity for them to be able to be at different places at different times. But if you're in one place at the entire time, it's an easier way for a person to not be distracted and rather to be able to focus on the task at hand, which is the davening and the davening only. The next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch tells us that yikanes shi'ir shnei psachim, that when a person davens, it's necessary to have the distance, literally, of 2 doors. V'yachar kach yispal, and afterwards you should daven. Now, what does it mean you're supposed to have 2 doors and then to daven? Now, it's brought down in the Shari Tshuva, it means exactly that. The Shari Tshuva tells us, quoting the words of the Ber Hetev, as well as the Birki Yosef, that actually quotes a Medrash, that the significance is sheishol kanes delos lifni medelos, that a shul, if possible, which of course not always this way, but if it's constructed, a person should open up a door and then another door to get into the shul. But to have a door which on the outside is the street, and right after this door is the shul, that perhaps is not the best according to these explanations, according to the Horshim. And the significance of this, perhaps, is not that there's nothing, if you can't help it, then they can't help it. But perhaps the significance of this is what we talked about before, that when a person walks into shul, you're supposed to have a different mindset. So by opening up one door, then opening up a second door, perhaps that will give a person a different perspective. Yeah.
Certain European synagogues were built that way for a different reason. Oh. They would actually
right.
So when the blame would pass by, at least a week, you not see what was going on inside the synagogue. So they made it specifically to put the two doors or to make it when you walked in, and then you had to walk upstairs into the synagogue.
Very nice. Very nice. It certainly is a very valid reason, a very practical reason as well. Very good. But that's what the Shari Tshuva says as another thought. We'll continue for a few more sentences in the Shulchan Aruch. He tells us that Yesh Mefarshim, some explain, what does it mean, Shi'ur Shnei Psochim, the measurement of two doors? It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a door, then another door, which is certainly a possibility, but also could be that it should be Shmona Tvachim, that a person should be the distance of 8 hand breaths, which is approximately 3 to 4 inches, a couple feet away, from the door, Yuchanis Lifnim. Shol Yesh Eitzel HaPesach, which literally means you should not sit right by the entrance to leave yourself outside. Why? So the Mechaber says, Shinir Kamasoi, Yeshiva's base Hachnesis, because it looks like a burden. Here you are, pick the seat right by the door. So I don't want to offend anyone back there, so I'm going to continue. But I would stop at this point and say, we'll see the rest. It'll be really bad.
They have two doors in the end.
Ah, there you go. That's fortunately for that. But he says, Lafi Zeh, according to this, Im Yeshua Makam Miyuchud, Eitzel HaPesach in B'kach Klum. If there's a set place that a person sits, and it's actually a set, designated place for a person to sit, then it's not an issue. Because the whole issue is the perception that it looks like you're right about to leave. But if it's built in as one of the seats of the shul, then it doesn't give that appearance. It just happens to be a seat. In fact, it's usually the most popular seat in most shuls. The Yesh Mefarshim, and some explain, Shatam, the reason is Mipnei Shemeibit Lachutz V'nei Yochel Lachavein. Because if you're so close to the door, and the door keeps opening and closing, and you have people coming in and out, it's more difficult for a person to be able to concentrate on the davening. If he's that, according to this, im einu pasuach rishus harabim in b'kach klum. Again, if it's a door, which is just a door, but it doesn't necessarily bring someone out to the to a major public thoroughfare where there's not a lot of traffic going in out of the door, then that's also not an issue. Finally, the Mechaber says, Yesh Mefarshim, there are those that say, Shulimahir l'spahel miyad kishin nichnas. It doesn't really mean where you're sitting in shul or where you're standing in shul during the davening. The idea of two doors doesn't mean the last seats next to the door. It means that a person shouldn't daven immediately when they walk in. Rather, Ella Yisha Shir Shnei Psachim. You should wait the distance it takes a typical person to walk the length, or the width, rather, of two doors. But Nachon L'Achol Shachol HaPirushim, and it's good if you can go according to all these explanations. We'll conclude with the words of the Mishnah Berura. What's the significance of waiting before you daven the distance of the width of two doors? So the Mishnah Berura tells us logically, because if a person does the opposite, if you just walk in right away, what will the perception be? It says, K'dei Shetis Yashiv Daito Olav Yisbal B'Kavan. A person waits for a few moments, which is the distance of a few seconds before running into shul, waiting a few moments, that'll give a person to be able to have what's called Yishav Adas, to be able to concentrate better at davening. Ki kishim is balil tekef b'chnisaso, when a person davens immediately as they enter into the shul, ein daitum yushevas alav, then that person will have more difficulty davening. So the point of all these halachas are that either that the davening in a certain area of the shul could lead to a perception that you're interested in running out. Of course, if it's a situation where the shul has these seats or pews in that place, it's not an issue. Or perhaps it's an idea that we want to make sure that when you daven, you're going to daven with the most kavana, and to be able to avoid any possible distractions of sitting in an area where perhaps those distractions will be more available for you.